This recording, Bangladesh 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in a north square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flea jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
"I'm a teacher. My birthplace is Sylhet, Bangladesh. I completed my graduation and post-graduation from MC College in Sociology. My father is 76 years old. He is a former AGM from Janata Bank. My mother was a housewife and she is passed away 5 years ago. We are 5 sisters and brothers. All of them are married and they have kids. They are successful on their own. I am enjoyed myself the way I am living now. I can speak proper Bangla though I am a Sylheti. I can speak little Hindi. I can speak Hindi a little bit. I can speak Korean only a little. I am learning languages for my own interest. I can sing, I can cook so many dishes. All of them are Bangladeshi dishes. For me, every single day is special and important. I mean, teaching for 7 years, I'm still learning and learning from my students, from my colleagues. Their love and respect make me realize to do something better. Whatever I want to do, my family members support me a lot. Without their support, I can't do anything. I'm living with my father, my brother, sister-in-law, and their baby. I'm a single person. I want to be a good teacher, and I'm working on it. Definitely want to be a good good linguist, but that is not that much easier to me. That is my pleasure to have you as my mentor. Hope I'm learning new things from you. Thank you. আমি সিলেটের মেয়ে। আমার বাসার কাছেই আছে কিংব্রিজ, এবং আমার বেশি দূরে নয়, কাছেই আছে সুরমা নদী। এবং সিলেটের আবহাওয়ার কথা যদি বলি, অসাধারণ। এখানে সবসময় বৃষ্টি, রোদ আছে, এবং আমরা উপভোগ করি শীতের শীতের সময়টাও আমরা উপভোগ করি। আজ এ পর্যন্তই, ভালো থাকবেন।
আমার জন্ম বড়োয়া সিলেটও, লেখাপড়াও সিলেটও। আমি সিলেটি মাত, বাসাত মাতি, আমার নিজের মানুষের লোকে। বাইরে আমি সিলেটি মাত মাতি না, যদি দরকার হয় তাইলে মাতি। এটার মানে এই নাই যে আমি সিলেটি মাত বালা পাই না, আমি সিলেট আর তার মাত্রেও বালা পাই।